The government has spent $5.5 million in the last 7 years to have burials conducted properly at Arlington. But Oversight Subcommittee Chairman Claire McCaskill says the several private companies contracted to carry out the work didn't do it right, leaving the cemetery with an inadequate and outdated system and inadequate burial management records. Among those the committee wants to hear from are former Superintendent John Metzler and former Deputy Superintendent Thurman Higginbottom. McCaskill says those two have refused to appear voluntarily, so they've been subpoenaed. Recent reports suggest the problem is worse than originally reported. McCaskill wouldn't be surprised.
We believe it is much higher than the number that has been published because the Inspector General's report that laid out the number of mislabeled gravesites only looked at one or two sections of a 70-section cemetery. So simple math would tell you if we have several hundred graves that have been identified in just a few sections of the cemetery, if you multiply that out over the whole cemetery, it's clear that we have probably a much bigger problem than has been previously reported.
McCaskill says the committee will demand answers about misplaced headstones, bodies buried in wrong plots, and cremation remains that have been put in a fill area at the cemetery. Bob Priddy, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.